All right, Alexander, we have definitely got to talk about the Senate report on the Bidens. I say the Bidens, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, but specifically Hunter Biden. We did a video on this Senate report. Boy, did I get this one wrong. I thought the Senate report was, given everything that I had read, I thought the Senate report was going to be just some flimsy little, you know, short document where they slap Hunter Biden on the wrist. They exonerate Joe Biden. And they just kind of move on towards the election. And then they go to their constituents, the Senate, that is. The senators go to their constituents, to their states. They campaign a little and say, look, you see, we did a report. We talked about corruption, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're looking out for you guys and, you know, reelect us. But boy, was I wrong, because this report, boom. This is big. This is explosive. We are going to do a lot of videos on this. Alexander, let's start with an excellent summary from John Solomon, someone who has been covering the story from the get-go, very much like us, and his site, Just the News. This is the title of his article. It says, Senate report slams Biden's for conflicts of interests, flags possible criminal activity. GOP-led investigation cites glaring evidence of Burisma bribe, suspicious money transfers, and sex trafficking. I don't want to say that word because I don't know what YouTube is going to flag us with on this one. This video is going to definitely get demonetized. So everybody, go to the Durant shop, help us out. But anyway, I'll say sex trafficking because this report is explosive. It destroys Hunter Biden. Let me read you a couple of paragraphs from Solomon's story. The long-awaited joint report by the GOP-led Senate Homeland and Government Affairs and Senate Finance Committees delivered several blockbuster revelations less than 2 months before Election Day, suggesting Obama administration officials ignored clear warning signs about ethical conflicts and possible extortion risks involving Joe Biden's family. Perhaps the most explosive revelation was that the U.S. Treasury Department flagged payments collected overseas by Hunter Biden and business partner Devin Archer for possible illicit activities. Let's remember who Devin Archer is. He was the roommate of John Kerry's stepson. Yes, stepson, that would be Christopher Hines. The so-called suspicious activity, college roommate, by the way, university roommate. The so-called suspicious activity reports flagged millions of dollars in transactions from the Ukrainian gas company Burisma Holdings, a Russian oligarch named Yelena Baturima, and Chinese businessmen with ties to Beijing's communist government, the report said. Senate investigators have yet to determine if the FBI or others investigated the concerns. Quote, the Treasury records acquired by the chairman show potential criminal activity relating to transactions among and between Hunter Biden, his family, and his associates with Ukrainian, Russian, Kazakhi, and Chinese nationals. The 87-page report disclosed, confirming an earlier report in Just the News. Alexander, get into the story. We have a lot to discuss here.
Oh, there's a huge amount. And can I just first of all say, yes, I was completely taken by surprise by this report. I too had thought that this would turn out into a damp squib, and we did that video together. But it isn't any sort of damp squib. It's explosive, exactly as you say. But I would add that if you go back and look at all our other reporting stretching back years and years, way back, you know, before the 2016 election, where we've been talking about Hunter Biden, I mean, it confirms everything we've been saying about him. And it also, by the way, completely vindicates a lot of John Solomon's reporting. John Solomon came in for an awful lot of stick, as did Rudy Giuliani, by the way, about, you know, when they raised red flags about Hunter Biden. Well, this report shows, to my mind, that what they were saying, Giuliani and Solomon, and what we were saying about Hunter Biden is actually not just true, it barely scratches the surface. Now, a number of quick takes about this. This is a fairly short report. It's about 85 pages. It's packed with information. It's done by two Senate committees. And the people who carried out the investigations complain in the report that they came up against a wall of resistance from the federal bureaucracy. I mean, you've just explained how the FBI completely failed to confirm whether or not they'd carried out any kind of investigations into some of these activities, or whether they'd even looked into them in any kind of way. Not just the FBI, the State Department too, stonewalled to an extraordinary degree. And the result is that what this report does is that it points very much to the surface of certain events. It can't go to the absolute bottom and say, you know, exactly what happened, because it can only point to the way in which things look incredibly bad, but it requires an awful lot more investigation. That's one thing. The other thing was that when we did the video a short time ago, we were both, I think, a bit worried that the report wouldn't really discuss the dismissal of the Ukrainian Procurator General, Mr. Shokin, at the instigation of Joe Biden, at the time when Shokin was trying to investigate Burisma Holdings, this company that Hunter Biden was a director of. And we felt that that pointed to some sort of a cover-up. It's quite clear that this is not a cover-up. The report doesn't really look into that question, because it is not focused so much on the things that Joe Biden did. It is looking rather at the activities of Hunter Biden. And my goodness, what comes out? Firstly, let's remind ourselves what this is all about. There was in 2014, as we all know, this change of power in Ukraine, a coup, a new government came to power, very, very pro-US, very anti-Russian. All sorts of people from the US came to Ukraine, set themselves up in various companies and businesses there. Some of them became ministers in the Ukrainian government. All of them made lots of money. Hunter Biden, who was, of course, the son of Joe Biden, who was the vice president of the United States, was one of these people. He came to Ukraine and he became a director of Ukraine's most important gas exploration and extraction company, Burisma Holdings. Now, it's important always to remember that all of this was going on as his father, Joe Biden, the vice president of the United States, was the point man, the Obama administration's point man in Ukraine, the person who was in effect the de facto president of Ukraine. He was chairing cabinet meetings. He was taking decisions about Ukraine's military and foreign policies. He was supposedly championing its anti-corruption policies, and he was making big decisions about its economic policies too. So Joe Biden was this enormously powerful figure in Ukraine. Hunter Biden, his son, is a director of Burisma Holdings. Now, what do we now discover? The report tells us that Burisma Holdings was a totally corrupt company. It also tells us that the owner of Burisma Holdings, a man called Zlochevsky, an oligarch, was regarded by the US and the US embassy in Ukraine as completely and totally corrupt. And indeed, there were comments about him being obnoxious. Those words actually appear in US embassy cables. And we also now discover that various US officials were trying to explain to Joe Biden that his son, being a director of Burisma Holdings, created the appearance of a conflict of interest, and that it was not, in fact, a good thing at all, and that Hunter Biden being on the board of Burisma Holdings, it wasn't just shielding Burisma Holdings from investigation. It was also making it very difficult for the embassy, for US officials, for anybody, in fact, to carry out proper anti-corruption investigations in Ukraine, because there is the appearance that the vice president of the United States, the de facto ruler of the country, through his son, is in some way involved with one of Ukraine's most corrupt companies. So we have all of that. All of that was being reported. All of this was being sent to Joe Biden, and he paid no attention. It was also being sent, by the way, to John Kerry at the State Department, and he paid no attention too. And he lied about it, because when there was the investigations at the time of the impeachment, the Ukraine gate impeachment, Kerry said that he had known nothing about Hunter Biden being on the board of Burisma Holdings. And in fact, it turns out that he was briefed about it whilst he was Secretary of State. He was even provided with newspaper clippings, Ukrainian and other newspaper clippings and newspaper clippings from other countries, pointing out what a problem it was. Now, Hunter Biden is a director of Burisma Holdings. He is also the son of the Vice President of the United States. He has Secret Service protection. He's actually protected by US Secret Service bodyguards. And this continues all the way throughout the time when he is a director of Burisma Holdings, which seems extraordinary, but there it is. I mean, I don't understand that. There may be explanations for it, but it does seem very remarkable. Hunter Biden is also director of Burisma Holdings, in charge of issues like transparency and the rest, at the same time that Burisma Holdings is paying a bribe, or rather Zlochevsky, its owner, is paying a bribe to the Ukrainian investigators, a $7 million bribe to prevent investigations of Burisma Holdings. These Treasury reports that Alex has just been talking about all the huge amounts of money that are being paid to Hunter Biden by Burisma Holdings, we have no idea exactly how much those are. They are huge. They seem to run into many millions of dollars, and a lot of them seem to have come through a Washington law firm and a company called Rosemont Seneca. And it turns out that Hunter Biden is also involved with all sorts of other strange people in other countries, and we will come to that as well. But it gives you an idea, all of this, of how deeply implicated Hunter Biden is, and how compromised Joe Biden was by the things that his son was doing. So that just gives you an overall picture of what was going on specifically in Ukraine. The report doesn't just look at Hunter Biden's activities in Ukraine. And in fact, it becomes very clear when you look at them, when you look at the report, that in fact, what Hunter Biden was doing in Ukraine was just a very small part of his activities when he was the vice president's son, and in the words of the report, was monetizing the fact that he was the vice president's son. So much more to discuss about that. But that gives you some idea of the kind of things he was involved in at Burisma Holdings and in Ukraine, and what Joe Biden was up to.
All right, let's get into some of the details as best we can with the time that we have. Like I said, this will probably be many parts. This this discussion will probably take the form of many
parts. Absolutely, and we need to look at some of the other things too, because they are extraordinary, and they're very, very, very remarkable.
The US trafficking is absolutely unbelievable. Yes. I mean, it is unbelievable. There's also the fact that the big money was probably, most definitely, was in Hunter Biden's activity with China. Absolutely. There's this other fact, Alexander, that the Obama administration had concerns about all of this and said nothing. Of course, John Kerry lied. And of course, John Kerry hid all this information, because at the end of the day, I think Devin Archer was just a proxy who was connected to Christopher Hines, who was connected to John Kerry. In other words, what you had, in my opinion, was Joe Biden and John Kerry working with their son or their son-in-law or their son-in-law's university roommate to monetize these color revolutions, regime change operations, foreign policy initiatives in the case of China. To me, this is so simple to see. Now, John Solomon gets into some of the numbers, and we've got a lot of numbers. He also pulls some quotes as to what the Obama administration knew. This is a quote from the report, Alexander. The Obama administration knew that Hunter Biden's position on Burisma's board was problematic and did interfere in the efficient execution of policy with respect to Ukraine. Moreover, this investigation has illustrated the extent to which officials within the Obama administration ignored the glaring warning signs when the vice president's son joined the board of a company owned by a corrupt Ukrainian oligarch. The Obama administration knew what was going on. Senate investigators flagged transactions in at least three other foreign countries outside of Ukraine. So you have around 4 million from the Ukraine part, 4 million plus, because we still don't know all the numbers, but we also have transactions outside of Ukraine. Archer received $142,300 from Kengis Rakishev of Kazakhstan, purportedly for a car. The same day Vice President Joe Biden appeared with Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk, Yats, and addressed Ukrainian legislators in Kiev regarding Russia's actions in Crimea. Hunter Biden received a $3.5 million wire transfer from Elena Baturina, the wife of the former mayor of Moscow and Russia's only female oligarch. How is that for Russian collusion? How is that for Russian collusion? $3.5 million wire transfer. Hunter Biden opened a bank account with Chinese national Gong Wendong to fund a $100,000 global spending spree for the Biden family. And Hunter Biden had business associations with Ye Yanming, Gong Wen, and other Chinese nationals linked to the communist government and the People's Liberation Army. Quote, the associations resulted in millions of dollars in cash flow, the report said. Yeah. Alexander, what do you make of this information from John Solomon?
The first thing to say is that, I mean, it's quite clear to me that the Ukrainian thing and the Russian thing, which I'll come to in a moment, are completely dwarfed by the interactions with China. I mean, we've got all the attention has been focused on Ukraine because the Democrats launched the impeachment around that. But ultimately, it is the Chinese connection that is the big one. And that's where the tens upon tens of millions of dollars, I suspect, were made. Baturina, Yelena Baturina, was the wife of the former mayor of Moscow, a man called Yuri Lushkov. She is a billionaire oligarch. She is a fugitive from Russian justice. She is living in London, I believe. What actually happened was when her husband, Lushkov, was mayor, he doled out contracts for various buildings in Moscow, basically knocking down buildings and then rebuilding them exactly as they were. It was that kind of racket. And his wife, who had a construction company, was filling those contracts. So it was just a way, basically, of stealing money. And she pays $3.5 million to Hunter Biden. Why? What for? I mean, this is again, we just don't know. I mean, we have these connections with Kazakhstan. Very, very mysterious, or very strange. But ultimately, it's China that we need to look at. And I'm going to just take issue with one comment of John Solomon's. He said that the Obama administration ignored all of this activity, ignored all of these warnings. They didn't ignore them. They facilitated them. They made them possible. They couldn't have happened without the Obama administration knowingly participating in them and making them happen. I mean, Joe Biden let's remember, is a was a member of the Obama administration, a absolutely senior member. He was, in fact, the vice president. John Kerry was the Secretary of State. They are not ignoring what's going on. They know exactly what is going on. Other people knew exactly what was going on. Victoria Nuland, who was the Assistant Secretary of State at the State Department in charge of European affairs and who had taken a very big role in Ukraine, she knew what was going on. They knew all that was going on. They didn't just look the other way. They made it possible for all this to happen. And the same applies, by the way, to an even greater extent when it comes to China. When Hunter Biden travels to China, he travels in Air Force Two, the vice president's plane, with a US Secret Service detail protecting him. So, you know, he comes across to the Chinese as somebody who is in some way connected to the government of the United States. So, yeah, we're not ignoring anything. We are participating in it. And the other thing that this is related specifically to Ukraine now, we have all these very strange and mysterious individuals who appear to have been go-betweens. And there is one particular person who is mentioned quite a lot in this report. I never heard of him. I think his name is Andrei Talizhenko or something of this kind. Anyway, he, it turns out, is coming backwards and forwards from Ukraine. He's an official of the Ukrainian government. Not quite clear what he does. And the Democrats have tried to make out falsely that he has some connection to Russia. But he's clearly a Ukrainian government official. And he comes and he visits the White House, meets with Joe Biden's people, meets, amongst others, the person we are only allowed to refer to as the whistleblower. Remember him? He is the person who started, supposedly, Ukrainegate. He meets him. We don't quite know what he's doing or what he's up to, but we do know one thing about him, and that is that he is an advisor. This man, Talizhenko, is an advisor of Blue Star. Blue Star is a Democratic Party-aligned lobbyist company in Washington, which is lobbying for whom? For Burisma Holdings. So you see these connections. Were we told that the, you know, the whistleblower had been in contact with this man, Talizhenko, when, you know, Ukrainegate started? Was the whistleblower called to give evidence to Congress? Did Adam Schiff make it possible for the Republicans to question this person? Of course not. We're not even allowed to mention his name. So, you know, lots of things to ask and think about. I'm just going to add one other quick further thing, which is, of course, there is a man in prison in the United States called Paul Manafort, who is in prison because he received money from Ukraine. I mean, he was paid money for Ukraine, which he didn't declare, and all sorts of things like that. And he was subjected by Robert Mueller to all kinds of inquisitions and examinations, and he's in prison for those things. And I have no doubt, by the way, that he's guilty. Doesn't it sound a little bit like some of the things that are being described in this report about Hunter Biden as well? Why this interest in Paul Manafort and this complete lack of interest in Hunter Biden? Just asking.
We know the answer to that. Alexander, let's get into the S trafficking part, and then we'll wind down this segment, and then we'll kind of transition to a second part of this video, kind of like that, because there's just so much to go on to. We could probably talk about this for 2-3 hours, but this is what this is what Solomon says here about the S trafficking, and this is a quote once again taken from the report. There is extensive public reporting concerning Hunter Biden's alleged involvement with prostitution services. Records on file with the committees do not directly confirm or refute these individual reports, investigators wrote. However, they do confirm that Hunter Biden sent thousands of dollars to individuals who have either 1) been involved in transactions consistent with possible human trafficking. 2, an association with the adult entertainment industry. And 3, potential association with prostitution. Some recipients of those funds are Ukrainian and Russian citizens. The records note that it is a documented fact, that Hunter Biden has sent funds to non-resident alien women in the United States who are citizens of Russia and Ukraine, and who have subsequently wired funds they have received from Hunter Biden to individuals located in Russia and Ukraine. These records also note that some of these transactions are linked to what appears to be an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring, the footnote added. This is bad. This is B-A-D bad, Alexander.
Yes, and it's important to stress, by the way, what John Solomon is doing is he's quoting a footnote in the report itself. That those words actually come from the footnote in the report. You can find it, I think it's on page either 64 or 65. It's there. You can read it in all its stark detail. Bad, I think, is not a sufficiently strong word for it. I mean, it's astonishing. It's quite incredible. And again, we have all of these stories about Donald Trump, none of which has been proved, and, you know, about, you know, all kinds of allegations about Donald Trump and women and all of this, which have been exhaustively and obsessively investigated. And here we have a footnote. Documented facts, trafficking, wire transfers to Russia and Ukraine by women who Hunter Biden has paid money to. Why no one interested in that up to now? Why is nobody asking questions about this? I mean, this isn't just bad, it's awful. It is beyond awful. And bear in mind that we've had indications about Joe Biden. I don't want to go into too much detail, but everybody knows what I'm talking about, I think. Indications about Joe Biden and his involvement with young, well, his interest in young women also.
Yeah, it's really bad. Alexander, let's wrap this up and then let's do another segment and let's talk about how the Democrats and the Democrat machine is responding. And let's also talk a little bit more about the S trafficking and also talk a little bit about Nuland and Soros and Ukraine as well, because I think there's a lot of dots to connect. All right, guys, go to the Durant shop, pick up some merchandise, help us out. PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar. Click on that subscribe button as well. Alexander has some mugs.
I have some mugs.
Alexander,
I have a hat here, and I've got another hat there. You can see. so lots of hats and shirts and amazing things. You can find them all in our shop, and more things are coming, by the way.
Yes, absolutely. All right, let's wrap it up there. Thank you, everybody. Take care. Mm.